It's the last Saturday in April.
April done already?
So what better time to listen to 15 diabetic-friendly minutes on VOB, compliments the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
Heroes Day coming up Monday, so I hope you got good topics today.
In today's show.
So when it comes to detoxes or cleanses, but I can say that they're not something that I'm typically a fan of.
Are detoxes and cleanses good or bad? Dietitian Victoria has the answer for you.
Can you imagine what happens if we turn things around by preventing and reversing diabetes?
GM Marsha gives her views on NCDs.
That's why so many people with diabetes end up with hypertension.
Hear Dr. Diane Braffitt on what you need to do to avoid hypertension. All sponsored by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that makes your dreams a reality.
What bank that could be, boy?
Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch? Stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Good morning, VOB peoples. This is Peter Boyce here. How are you all doing today? Listening to the music and conversating this Saturday morning on VOB. Well, as usual, our conversation will now be especially designed to people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, which is just one of the non-communicable diseases, NCDs, which continue to plague Barbados. Did you read in the media recently how NCDs are responsible for 80% of all deaths in Barbados? Yeah, that's a lot of people, yeah. One in every four Barbadians is living with at least one NCD. And that is why we should consider ourselves lucky that we have access to a cutting-edge facility like the Maria Holder Diabetes Center located in Warren, St. Michael, contributing to the fight to keep Barbados healthy. So let's focus on that a little bit. We go to General Manager of the Center, Ms. Marsha White, to ask how does she see the Maria Holder Diabetes Center impacting on Barbados' non-communicable diseases.
So there are many NCDs, non-communicable diseases, including heart disease, stroke, and certain cancers. They all share common risk factors with diabetes, such as obesity, poor diet, and physical inactivity. So by addressing the risk factors and the management of diabetes, we can simultaneously reduce the risk of these other NCDs. So can you imagine what happens if we turn things around by preventing and reversing diabetes? The whole health of Barbados, the productivity and the resources which can be allocated to other areas like roads and agriculture, because growing nutritious food and being more self-sustaining reduces our dependency on outside sources and creates whole new industries and businesses, creating prosperity, health, and the life that we all deserve, because we all deserve to live with health and vitality.
And that is why we have the Maria Holder Diabetes Center there for you, keeping your eyes healthy with their diabetic eye screening program to make sure you don't have no diabetic retinopathy in your eye to make you go blind. So make sure and make that appointment and get your eye screened. Keeping your feet healthy with podiatry services, helping you to clip your toenails or address any corn issues you might have, with podiatrist Louise Robinson. Let's find out from Louise, what is the average age of people who come to see her with diabetic foot issues?
I would have said to you 10 years ago, it would have been people over the age of 65 now. So I'm seeing the average person about 45, 50 with diabetes type 2, either food related, lack of exercise, and just generally eating the wrong food, and just being overweight, drinking, smoking. All those things contribute to blood pressure, to circulation issues, to blood clots, and then again, going back to the dreaded word of death, but that is what's happening.
So you don't want to lose your foot or worse, lose your life. So make that appointment to see podiatrist Louise 4170305. Now you would have heard Louise mention just now about people eating the wrong food and how it impacts on your health. So you might be listening to VOB and you might be thinking,
but I don't have to worry about eating the wrong thing because I love a detox. I just eat what I want and then when I'm ready, I just detox and cleanse my body, clean my liver and everything.
If you're one of those people, let's hear from registered dietitian Victoria Cox on how detoxes and cleanses impact on your health.
When it comes to detoxes or cleanses, this is a bit of a blanket statement, but I can say that they're not something that I'm typically a fan of, not something that I think typically are necessary or really have a lot of evidence or research behind. As I said, it's a blanket statement because there's lots of different types of cleanses and detoxes, but I'm thinking of things like juice cleanses or special sort of detox teas and things like that. And generally, those are not things that I would recommend. You know, if somebody has concerns that they are thinking that they need some kind of cleanse or detox, it's probably something you should discuss with your doctor. Why do you feel that way in the first place? You know, if somebody is using something like a detox tea or what have you, is it really just that they're looking for something to have some kind of laxative effect? Are they having problems going to the bathroom or anything of that nature? And that's something, you know, to discuss, like I said, with your doctor. But things like juice cleanses and stuff like that, realistically for me, no, it's not something that I would recommend. You know, if it's weight loss, someone is looking for any weight loss from something like that, tends to be extremely temporary, just losing water weight. It's not sustainable. And as I said, there's really no evidence or research to show that anything that we would do that we might deem an at-home cleanse or detox actually helps detoxify our body. You know, we've got a liver that does that and kidneys that help with that. So really, it's just about trying to eat healthily all of the time to support things like liver health, for example. And another way of looking at it is, you know, maybe just in trying to eat healthier, you can think of it as putting less toxins in your body in the first place, you know, avoiding alcohol and avoiding highly processed foods and eating lots of fruits and veggies and you know, whole foods, for example. And you can therefore think of it as less of a feeling of a need to detox or cleanse in the first place. Something else to be mindful of as well with some forms of cleanses and detoxes is perhaps it, you know, can pose a risk if you're on certain medications. So certainly in terms of some, you know, specific types of herbal remedies and things like that could potentially interact with your medication. And also going on some kind of cleanse, if it's some kind of very low calorie liquid cleanse, you know, could pose a risk. For example, if you're on, you know, diabetes medication, that might come with a risk of low blood sugars, and suddenly you completely cut out all the things that you normally eat and just stick to some form of, as I said, juice, liquid, what have you. You know, you don't want to accidentally put yourself into a state of dangerously low blood sugars.
Thank you, Victoria, for that information on how detoxes and cleanses impact on people's health as we go into our Saturday song of the day. And you know, Monday coming up is Heroes Day, but we are playing a hero song to celebrate our national heroes and the heroic health efforts of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. This is Pat Benatar with I Need a Hero. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Raising on the thunder.
Holder Diabetes Center.
If you need a hero, look no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, where you find a range of diabetic specialists, doctors, and nurses that could save your life, including Dr. Diane Braffitt, who you will hear next, speaking on the relationship between high blood pressure and diabetes, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Insulin resistance is actually the underlying cause of hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol problems. So they actually have a common stem. It's just that some people would manifest more with the blood pressure or, you know, the diabetes or whatever is the case. But that's why so many people with diabetes end up with hypertension. When we look at our patients here, almost 75% of our patients with diabetes here have high blood pressure. If you look at the general community, it's about 40%. So the number, the percentage is much higher in persons with diabetes. So you always have to check. This is just something about type 1 and type 2 diabetes. We went through that. We have a program with the polyclinic, so if you know somebody who's in the polyclinic system and they're having challenges with their blood sugar control or a problem, the doctor in the polyclinic can actually refer them here to a program for about 6 to 8 months. They stay and they get all of the services, they get all of the screenings, they can see any of the specialists, including the heart specialists, get their eyes screened, get their feet taken care of. So it's a really good program that's going on with the government, so just making you more aware of that. So just sharing something else we do, we talked about vessels. This is vessels or arteries in the leg. My first lecture, we discussed peripheral arterial disease. We actually do screening at the diabetes centers of your arteries. So that's part of your checkup. If you have had diabetes for more than 10 years or if you're over the age of 50 with diabetes. And it's a good thing kind of to know earlier, because you know that maybe if something is going on, you manage something called your risk. Also checking your feet more frequently, etc. So this is just like a little graph. This is showing like what a tracing of this does. When she checks it, she puts cuffs on the feet and the arms, and she can actually measure the pressures in the toe and the ankle and the top of the foot, etc. So that is a new program that we have here. It's called vascular screening. So our two biggest programs for the year have been the retinal eye screening, which has done very, very well, and the vascular screening is now on board.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screen for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do it.